Hello and welcome to About That Bible with Every Nation NYC. We're here to help you get more out of that Bible. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find our podcast on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find your podcasts. Today, I'm here to bring you four tips on how to read the Old Testament. The Old Testament can be a challenging piece of the Bible, but God has put it there on purpose, and we would like to help you get as much out of it as you possibly can. So without further ado, here's the four tips that I have for you today on how to get the most out of your Old Testament. Tip number one, try to read your Old Testament in chronological order. What you'll find is that God is telling one grand narrative that all is pointing to Jesus. When we read through the Bible in a chronological order, you'll find that there's themes and developments all throughout Scripture. God starts to introduce stuff like blood, sacrifice, covenant, and each story and each character starts to build one on top of the other. Also, when you read chronologically, you'll find that a lot of different books of the Bible were all happening at the same time. 2 Chronicles, 2 Kings, Jeremiah, Lamentations are all pretty much happening at the same time, and their stories are interwoven. When you read chronologically, you'll find all of these different stories and narratives woven together. Also, one other tip, if you don't want to be flipping through your Bible back and forth, you can always buy a chronological Bible. They're about $15, $17 on Amazon. I purchased one a few years ago, read it cover to cover. It was a great experience for me. Tip number two, as you're reading through your Old Testament, keep in mind that the Bible is oftentimes, particularly the Old Testament, descriptive, not prescriptive. What I mean by that is that the Bible is describing the situation that we're in. It's describing how there's sexism, racism, classism, all of those things were in existence. It's not prescribing these things. It's describing these things. Oftentimes we'll find as we're reading through the Old Testament, men are taking multiple wives. Polygamy is all over the place. The Old Testament is never prescribing polygamy. It's simply describing polygamy. Also, you'll find that primogeniture, or the practice of giving a full inheritance to the firstborn, is continually practiced through the Old Testament. Again, this is not a prescriptive practice. It's not telling us to do this. It's simply describing that this is what was happening at the time. In both of these cases, both primogeniture and polygamy, what you find when you read the narrative of the Bible and not just pick out one little portion of it, is that it always goes bad. When men take multiple wives, there's always a bad result. When fathers try to pass all of their inheritance to their eldest son, there's almost always a bad result in that as well. So again, remember that the Bible is being descriptive, not prescriptive. It also describes both the good and the bad in all of these families and in all of these stories. Tip number three, follow the themes through Scripture. As we read our Bible chronologically, what we're going to find is that there's themes that are introduced and developed through the course of the Old Testament. Themes like sacrifice, covenant, blood. They're introduced, and then God continues to develop these themes from person to person and story to story. Early on, Noah gets off of his ark and makes a sacrifice to God, and God initiates a covenant with him. In that moment, God says that the life is in the blood, and because of that, we're not to drink it, and it's to be treated with special reverence and respect. Later in the Scriptures, God introduces sacrifice as a way of covering for sin, atoning for mistakes, thanking God, and all through it, it's all about blood and the way that life is in the blood. Later on, of course, we're introduced to Jesus, who shed his blood, his holy blood, for our sins, and we are included in a brand new covenant in his blood. This theme is developed from some of the first pages all the way through to the last pages of our Bible. It sets up Jesus time and time and time again. So follow those themes. Make notes of them as you come across them. Blood, sacrifice, covenant are all the way through the Old Testament. Tip number four, and you might see this coming if you followed our podcast or if you've been with us for a little while, it's always pointing to Jesus. Continually through the Old Testament, we can be looking for Jesus. God has had a great plan from the very start of time to set apart his Son, the second member of the Trinity, as a sacrifice for our sins. And as we read the Scriptures, we can be looking for what theologians call the scarlet thread of redemption. All the way through Scripture, God is promising and revealing more and more what this Savior is going to look like. We can be looking for him in every book of the Bible and be thinking from the themes that are in our Bible and that are developing, sacrifice, blood, covenant, how are these things being developed and how are they pointing to Jesus and giving us a clearer and clearer picture of this coming Messiah. When we find that Jesus has been written into all of this past history, even 1,000 years before he appears on the scene, and that God has had a plan leading up to the birth of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, it lends us an incredible confidence. God has known what he's doing for a long time past. He knows what he's doing a long time into the future. We find that our life can take on extraordinary meaning, extraordinary purpose, and that every day we can be trusting God more and more because we see his work all the way through the Old Testament, pointing to Jesus in the New and pointing to what we will do in our lives and how we can trust him for all of eternity. So those are my 4 tips on how we can get the most out of the Old Testament. Thank you so much for watching About That Bible. I look forward to seeing you in our next video.